But joining us now via satellite from his stables, the Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming. He was going for the Triple Crown, the Preakness, the second race in the Triple Crown, but unfortunately, Always Dreaming, you finished eighth at the Preakness, so there will be no Triple Crown for you.
Yeah, we didn't quite come in first, did we?
No.
What's so funny about that?
I don't know. I'm just in a good mood, man.
I think you'd be ticked after finishing eighth.
I'm on pain meds, so
I'm
feeling pretty good.
Yeah, be careful with those things.
I know. I don't want to turn into a Ryan Leaf or anything.
Right, yeah.
No, I have to be honest with you. After I won the Derby, I think I felt a little entitled, and I really let myself go.
Oh, no.
Just in a couple of weeks,
Just a couple of weeks, yeah. A lot of drive-through dinners, a lot of double desserts, Belgian beer. So I gained about 125 pounds in 2 weeks.
Good Lord. Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, and that's just hell on my ankles.
Your horse ankles.
My horse ankles. So that's why I'm all loaded up on some hillbilly heroin, Oxycontin, and so I've been taking that, so I'm in a good mood this morning. Good to be with you, George.
That's good. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, George. I appreciate it. I appreciate a lot of what you guys do.
No, thank you.
Because it's important, and a lot of us listen to you out here.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, what'd you think of cloud computing? You know that horse?
Unfortunately, I do. Cloud computing, and I don't mean this to sound negative or like I'm bagging on him or anything, but he's a total jerk. He's a total jerk.
Why?
And, well, to start off, Greg.
It's Craig.
Craig. He stole my woman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right after the Derby, he stole my woman. Uh-huh. He didn't even run in the Derby, by the way.
Right,
right.
Because he was ducking me. Because he how pissed I was. But, I found out about this right after the Derby, although it started before the Derby.
No.
And I was dating one of the Kardashians.
Okay.
And he swept in there with his Courvoisier and his smooth talk and and swept her big booty off her tired feet. and I was, I wasn't in love with her, but I liked that butt,
Hey,
I just backed that thing up, I mean, she had some damn righteous mud flaps on her.
All right, stop it.
So you're a butt horse.
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Hey, can you guys do me a favor?
Sure.
Because I heard he picked against me, but when you see Norm Hitchkiss around there, will you just tell him that he's not that great? I mean, he's always talking about how good he is, and but do me a favor and just kind of put him in his place and tell him he's not that great.
Yeah. Well, Norm's a coworker of ours and really a good friend. So.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well, we'll talk about the Rangers or something.
And they're playing well.
Yeah, they won 11 to 12.
I know. That's great.
Are you going to run in the Belmont?
I don't know. It's
I would think you would know by now.
It's going to be kind of a game time decision for me.
Is it?
Yeah. If they give participation ribbons, maybe I'll run in it. But
we just talked about that.
And did you hear that segment?
I did. And, you both made some interesting points. George, you're full of it.
Full of it?
Yeah, because I trace back my kind of lack of drive. As I just told you, I don't even know if I'm going to run the Belmont unless they give out ribbons. I trace my lack of drive to when I was a young horse, and I got a participation ribbon in a swimming competition, too. And ever since then, I was like, man, this is great. Life is a given that you'll just be a winner. And so why try?
So no, that's not the lesson that I took from it. It's so, just the, well, the effort. It's about the effort that you put forth.
Yeah, but it just differs from, you know, human to horse to human to horse.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
all have different levels of motivation. I've written a memoir about my Preakness loss.
Already?
Man, yeah. That was fast.
It's called Cloud Computing is a Horse's Ass. Got pictures in it, drawings, and yeah.
What did you do? Have a GoPro on or something to get some awesome pictures from the race?
I did. I uploaded it to YouTube. It's got over 2 million views so far.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, just go to YouTube, type in Cloud Computing Horse's Ass, and you'll see it. And in the memoir, I talk about how Pimlico in Baltimore is a total goat ranch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There, I said it.
I've never heard a horse track called a goat ranch.
I've never
before.
Heard Pimlico trashed either.
It's a trash course, man.
Is
a trash course. George is over there having fun.
Yeah, we are having fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be on with you, George.
Well, always dreaming.
Jordan,
good luck to you.
Great.
Good luck in the Belmont if you do race.
F you, man.
All right, we'll see you. There's always dreaming.